sorry for the way.
I study nuclear science. I love my classes. I got a crazy teacher. He wears dark glasses. Things are going great.
Hello and welcome to Dark Glasses on CFRC. I'm Daniel Wolf, and we had another rerun last week for Family Day. Hope everybody had a nice Family Day, and of course, if you are associated with Queen's University, this was the winter weeding week break, and my goodness, what a lot of snow we have had this winter. Another dump just over the weekend. But we are almost in March. This is the last show for February 2026. And it is also our wrap-up of the Grammys, plus a few other odds and ends for today's show. And next week, we will dive into the Juno nominees for 2026, with the Juno Awards coming up right at the end of March. Usually takes about three or four episodes to get through the nominees. But before that, today, we will continue with finishing off some of the Grammy winners from earlier this month. And we will begin with an album that is a tribute to Benny Moré and Nat King Cole by the Cuban band consisting of pianist Gonzalo Rubalcaba, saxophonist Yeiner Horta, and Horta's own prodigal student, 17-year-old Joey Calvero, who is kind of a jazz wunderkind already on his second album. Here they are with the old standard, made famous by Nat King Cole, When I Fall in Love.
Thank you.
just heard When I Fall in Love, and that came from the Grammy-winning album entitled A Tribute to Benny Moray and Nat King Cole, and that won the Grammy for the Best Latin Jazz Album. The artists were the Cuban trio of Gonzalo Rubalcaba, Yeiner Horta, and Joey Calvera. We'll move on now to a category that the Grammys has, like Latin Jazz, and that the Junos does not have. As I said last week, or I guess 2 weeks ago, in my first installment of this year's Grammy winners, the Grammys have many more categories for jazz than do the Junos. So come on, Junos, keep up. Now, the winner in the Grammy category of the Best Instrumental and Vocal and Best Arrangement, it's a sort of odd combination, is a combination of Nate Smith, who is an American singer, and there are two Nate Smiths. This is not the country and western singer. Nate Smith teaming up with the vocal quartet known as Sage, not Sage like the Spice, but Sage rhyming with beige. And that is a vocal quartet that consists of four musicians: Aaron Bentledge, Sarah Gesserick, John A. Kendrick, and Amanda Taylor. And they got together in 2018. And they got together again here with Nate Smith and produced this album, which is entitled Live Action. From that album, which again won the Best Instrumental, Vocal, and Arrangement Grammy, here is a track entitled Big Fish.
Thank you.
That was Nate Smith and Sage with Big Fish from their Grammy-winning album Live Action. We've got one more entry for the Grammys, and we're not quite finished with Latin jazz because there is a separate category for global Best Global Music Album, and that was won by the octogenarian and near-octogenarian brother and sister team of Caetano Veloso, who's 83, and Maria Bethânia, who is 79. This is a Brazilian music dynasty. Caetano Veloso's children are all well-known musicians, and here he and his sister, who actually, while younger than Caetano, actually preceded him into the musical world, and again, they hail from Brazil. They put out an album called Caetano e Bethânia ao Vivo, which actually simply means live. From that, let's hear their track, Motriz, Now Identificado ao Vivo.
Embaixo a terra, em cima o macho céu. Voz de minha mãe e a minha voz na tela, e a tarde dói de tão igual. Que tarde que atravessa o corredor. Que chama verde do canavial, canavial. E nós, mamãe, candeias motrizes. Sentimental.
fazer uma canção de amor para gravar num disco voador. Eu vou fazer uma canção de amor para gravar num disco voador.
Uma canção dizendo tudo a ela que ainda estou sozinho, apaixonado, para lançar no espaço sideral minha paixão. De brilhar na noite no céu de uma cidade do interior,
como objeto identificado, ainda estou sozinho apaixonado para gravar num disco voador. Eu vou fazer
was Caetano Veloso and Maria Bethânia, the brother-sister team from Brazil, and their Grammy-winning album for Best Global Recording. Now, let's come back to Canada for our next track and close out the first half of today's Dark Glasses with a tribute to Canada's premier trombonist, Ian McDougall, who died exactly 4 weeks ago today on January the 26th. Ian McDougall had a very lengthy career. He spent a great deal of time playing with Rob McConnell and the Boss Brass for about 15 years, but of course had his own groups too, including the group we're going to hear from. It's from a live album from 2012 that Ian McDougall produced with his Tantet. From that album, here's the Desolation Blues live.
Thank you. Did you know that alcohol is a leading risk factor for disease, disability, and premature death in Canada? Alcohol can lead to both short and serious long-term health risks. Learn more about risks to your health and safe use of alcohol by visiting publichealthontario.ca.
My name is Stephen Brooks. I'm an emergency doctor and researcher in the Faculty of Health Sciences at Queen's University. Out-of-hospital cardiac arrest affects about 35,000 people across Canada every year. The sooner treatment begins, the higher the probability of recovery. Neighbors Saving Neighbors is a pilot program to improve survival for people who experience sudden cardiac arrest in Frontenac County. Let us teach you how to do CPR, use an AED, and become a lifesaver. Consider becoming a Neighbors Saving Neighbors volunteer.
Apply today at frontenacparamedics.ca.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9 with Daniel Wolf. And with the first half of the show and our wrap-up of the Grammy winners from a couple of weeks ago behind us, we will continue on now with some odds and ends. And a bit of a news story came up a couple of weeks ago regarding Wynton Marsalis. Of course, the great trumpeter who is both a jazz performer and a classical musician, the son of the pianist Ellis Marsalis, brother of the saxophonist Branford Marsalis. It's a whole musical dynasty. Well, Wynton announced finally just a couple of weeks ago the end of his 40-year tenure as the director of jazz at Lincoln Center, one of the great marquee performance series for jazz musicians in the United States. So I thought that was worth noting. My wife and I heard Wynton Marsalis once when he came to Edmonton, where we were living at the time. And in fact, our friends Fern and Jerry that we went with actually contrived that he should do a shout-out to us when playing Stardust, because my wife and I had literally just gotten married the previous day or so. So that was really sweet. So we've always had a soft spot for Wynton. We obviously liked his music before, but that's special. In particular, the song that Mr. Marsalis played and dedicated to us was the very old standard Stardust. Now, I always have this bit of an argument with my spouse on the subject of Stardust, because it is not, at least to me, the easiest song to pick up the melody. And I think that's just a comment on the degree to which it really, for an old Tin Pan Alley standard, lends itself to improvisation. But we're going to hear Wynton Marsalis' version, not the one he did, of course, live at the Winspear Center in 2005, but from an album that he produced called Standards and Ballads. Wynton Marsalis and Stardust.
Thank you.
Wynton Marsalis and Stardust, and that comes from his album Standards and Ballads. And happily, although Wynton is giving over directorship of the Jazz at Lincoln Center program, he is certainly not retiring. Now, let's get on to some new music from some Canadian acts, and we'll begin with an album called Another Space from the guitarist Mike Brzesi, and I hope I'm pronouncing Mike's name correctly. And he released a single from it called Hillcrest. That's the track we are going to play. So Mike Brzesi and Hillcrest, and then we'll follow that up with at least one, maybe two more new tracks from Canadian artists.
Thank you.
was jazz guitarist Mike Recessi from just a few weeks ago, just very recently released. The album is entitled Another Space. The track is called Hillcrest. Let's move on to Montreal chanteuse Dominique Fils-Aimé and her brand new album, My World is the Sun. And that is, I believe, Dominique's fourth album. Again, just came out a couple of weeks ago. We will give a listen to a track from that called The River.
Let them fires burn inside my head. May the rivers flow down my veins. Let the river slow down my pain. May the tide be high. Meet me by the river. Come, let's heal together. Meet me by the river. Let's be alone.
Oh.
That is Montreal singer Dominique Fils-Aimé. Dominique was born to a pair of Haitian immigrant parents, and her first few albums had a very Caribbean feel. This is a little bit different, so congratulations to her on this new album. We'll close out with just a short couple of minutes from a new album by the Steve Holt Jazz Impact Quintet. Now, we're going to hear more of them because they are, in fact, up for a Juno for this album entitled Impact that just came out in April. So I'll spare the long introduction now, and given the shortage of time, I won't even name the other members of the quintet. But let's hear from the Steve Holt Jazz Impact Quintet and The Lion's Eyes. Toronto-based pianist Steve Holt and The Lion's Eyes, and that's from his new-ish album from April entitled Impact. The group is called the Steve Holt Jazz Impact Quintet, and I will be playing more of them at some point in the next couple of weeks because that album is up for a Juno Award. And next week, as I mentioned, we will start our run of shows devoted entirely to the annual nominees for this year's Juno's Best in Canadian Music. We obviously don't do everything, but we focus on jazz, blues, and instrumental. You've been listening to Dark Glasses. I hope you've enjoyed the show, and we'll tune in next week for our first Juno installment. And we will be in March next week. But if January and February have been any example, I think March has still a few nasty weather surprises for us. So wherever you are, bundle up, keep warm, and stay safe. This is Daniel Wolf signing off till next week at the same time here on CFRC 101.9 with Dark Glasses. Bye for now.
Hey everyone, my name is Aiden, and I got something new for you. From 80s Korean to Taiwanese shoegaze and Japanese Vocaloid, I'll be curating you to the deepest corners of the East Asian music scene. At Warigari on CFRC 101.9 FM, music never stays in one place for long. I'll see you Mondays 3 p.m. 다음에 또 만나요.